story of three little pigs and one big bad wolf. Three little pigs lived in a house at the bottom of a hill. They lived with their mother. Big bad wolf lived in a house at the top of the hill. He lived alone. One day Mother Pig said, "Boys, it's time for you to go your own way and to live in your own houses." "Yes, it is time," said the first little pig. "Go our own way," said the second little pig. "And to live in our own houses," said the third little pig. So the three little pigs packed their bags. They left the house at the bottom of the hill. "Goodbye now," their mother said. "And don't forget, watch out for the big bad wolf."
"No, this one.
He eats little pigs."
"I don't know."
"We won't forget," said the three little pigs. "B is for big," said the first little pig. "B is for bad," said the second little pig. "Wolf is for wolf," said the third little pig. They waved goodbye and went their merry way. Drink some of the juice. Soon they came to a place where three roads met. "I'll go this way and build a house," said pig number one. "I'll go that way and build a house," said pig number two. "And I'll stay right here and build my house," said pig number three. So each little pig went his own way.
Not anymore, Cookie.
No more. The first little pig built his house of straw. One, two, three, snip, snap, his house was done. It was not a very good house. It was not a very strong house.
Not very strong.
No. "But who cares?" said the little pig. "I don't want to work all day. I want to dance and play." He did. But someone was watching from the hill. Someone who liked to eat little pigs. The second little pig built his house of sticks. One, two, three, zip, zap, his house was done. It was not a very good house or very strong. "But who cares?" said the little pig. "I don't want to work all day. I want to sing and play." This is what he did. But someone was watching from the hill. Someone who liked to eat little pigs. The third little pig built his house of brick. Now this little pig worked. He made a floor of wood. He made a
trough.
Alright. He built his house brick by brick. And he made a chimney on the roof. When it was done, it was a good house. Strong house. "Now I have time to rest and play," said the third little pig. And so he did. The pig was watching from the hill.
"I'm in the water with this."
"What's that?"
"I don't know."
"Well,
what's this?
What's
this?"
"Yeah. Someone who likes to eat little pigs."
"I just that one."
"Yeah." Next day, someone came down the hill. A big bad wolf. He went to the house of straw. He banged on the door. "Little pig, little pig, let me come in." What did he say? First little pig looked out the window. He saw the big bad wolf. "No, no. Not by the heel of my chin, chin, chin. I won't let you in."
"I want to hold it."
"All right, just hold it, okay? Then I'll hop.
And I'll
pop.
And I pop.
And I'll
fly out there."
"Down," said the wolf. He hopped. And he popped. And he blew that house of straw right down. The little pig got out just in time. He ran to his brother's house of sticks. "Help, help, help, help. The big bad wolf is coming." Second little pig quickly let him in and locked the door. Now the big bad wolf put on sheepskin. He went to the house of sticks. He banged on the door.
Banged on the door!
little pigs, little pigs, let me in, he said in a sweet voice. Who are you, said the second pig. I am the sheep, said the wolf. The two little pigs looked out the window. They could see the wolf's eyes under the sheepskin. So the second little pig said, no, no. Oh, my chinny chin chin, I won't let you in.
My very, very chin.
Then I'll blow your house in. He huffed and he huffed and he blew the house of sticks right down. Two little pigs got out just in time and they ran to their brother's house of bread. Help, help, Big Bad Wolf is coming. The third little pig quickly let them in and locked the door. The wolf came. He began to bang on the door. Little pig, let me come in. No, by the heel of my chinny chin chin, I won't let you in. Then I'll blow your house in. Two little pigs were afraid, but the third little pig said, don't be afraid. The wolf can't blow this house down. This is a very strong house. He said to the wolf, go ahead. Blow your head off. We're not afraid of the big bad wolf. So the wolf began. He huffed and puffed. His face got red. His ears got blue. His face got red. His eyes began to water, but still he could not blow down that house. What about his hair? That's his ears got blue. That's blue. See? Blue and red face. Okay? Now the wolf was mad.
What's
out for that? Now the wolf was mad. He had to get those pigs. I know what I'll do. You know what I'll do? I'll go up the side of the house. And I'll fly down the chimney. Wait a minute, there's two more right here. Three little pigs heard him on the roof. He's on the roof, said pig number one. He'll come down the chimney, said pig number two. What did they do? And they put a pan of hot water. Okay. Plop. He fell into the pot of hot water. Help, help, cried the wolf. I'm in the hot water. He jumped up, he ran out of the house, he ran and did not stop until he got to his house, and he never came down the hill again. The wolf still lives in his house at the top of the hill, alone. He is still big, but he isn't so bad, and he never eats little pigs anymore. Now the little pigs live together in the house of bricks. They play and sing and merry all day. It's right here on this page. Who's afraid?
No more.
That's so you're going to sing Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf.
No.
You all done?
Are we all done?
We're all done.
Let's read this story.
You want to read this story?
Yeah.
You know what this is?
Yeah.
A very hungry caterpillar. This is a caterpillar.
Yeah.
Look at the pretty colors.
Oh,
this is a great
one. Look at these colors.
Beautiful.
Pretty.
Don't touch that.
Pretty.
Look at more colors.
Awesome.
It says, for my sister. In the light of the moon, on a leaf. See the leaf right here? See the little egg? Go. Where's the little egg? Right here on that big leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up.
The big sun.
Pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
Look at it.
What's there?
A caterpillar. A big sun.
Big sun and a little caterpillar. He started to look for some food. Now hold his pace. Look at all this. On Monday, he ate for one apple, but he was still very hungry. On Tuesday, he ate for two pears. Look, one, two pears, but he was still, hungry. On Wednesday, he ate for three plums. Two pears, count them. Two pears. And three plums. Three plums.
Okay,
on the page. On Thursday, he ate for four
strawberries.
He was still. Those are the three plums. One, two, three. See, look. Watch. Look at them. Come through the plum. Go to the strawberry. But he was still
hungry.
One, two, three. Now he's coming out of the strawberry. Look at him over there. On Friday, he ate through five oranges. Count the oranges. How many?
One. Wait a minute,
and five, but he was still
hungry.
Look at this. On Saturday, he ate one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of
cheese,
one slice of salami, one No, just a lollipop. Piece of cherry pie, sausage. Damien, come right there.
How about this?
And one slice of watermelon. That's a cupcake. Look at him. That night he had a bellyache.
Yeah.
The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate for one nice green leaf. Look at the holding bait in there.
Yeah.
And after that, he felt much better.
He's bigger.
Now he wasn't hungry anymore. He wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. Look how big he got. Look how little he was. He ate all that food. Oh, and got big like that. He was a big, fat caterpillar. Then he built a small house. That's called a cocoon around himself. Wait. First, you can look at this. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole, pushed his way out, and ta-da! He was
butterfly.
A beautiful
butterfly.
Ah, look at all those things. Did you like that? There he is. Okay, did you like that book?
Yeah. I don't know.
Want to give it back to the girl? It's out for her coffee, though.